was exciting to have a wonderful lineup of speakers join us here at the State Library to launch our new and the first Indigenous collecting strategy of the State Library.
The Library has been there for a very long time. The Indigenous people are the First Nations of this country. How come it's only now that this initiative is starting?
Strategy itself is really positioning Indigenous voices as a priority. As you said, we have wonderful collections here at the library. Some of those collections date back to the first encounters between Aboriginal people, communities and contact. We know that we have very rich colonial collections, and we do have stronger collections that represent different rights movements in our history. But often the collections are written by non-Aboriginal people about Aboriginal people. And I think one of the speakers summed up in her speech the importance of getting information straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And I think the strategy really is about working in partnership with communities to build collections that are supported by and represent current community experiences.
One thing very interesting to note is that in a library, it's a collection of books and maybe paintings and all that, but the First Nations culture is more an orally transmitted culture through songs and storytelling. How are you going to capture that?
Absolutely. And our collecting strategy really is about collecting in all formats. The State Library of New South Wales has a role in collecting documentary heritage of New South Wales. Within that, of course, there are paintings, there are manuscripts. We're very interested in collecting born digital material, and a part of that would be, of course, collecting oral histories from community members. And again, looking back at our collection, we do have some interviews with Aboriginal people, but we know that we need to do more, and I guess that's why this strategy was launched.
And when one talks about collecting material written that goes into state libraries and other forms of historical writings or collections, there's an issue of copyright. Has this been addressed, or has it been have you talked about this with the communities involved in the program?
Absolutely, and this was a part of the critical conversations that took place with our panel members, really about making sure that people have informed consent when collections are made. So that's why we really wanted this strategy. It's about building relationships into the future. It's not necessarily about wanting to gather everything up now, but talking to people about these issues. You know, if there is material that might be culturally significant and may need to have particular management around that, then we want to have the conversations within the library sector to make sure that that material is managed in the right way into the future. So copyright, intellectual property, community ownership of information are all really important factors that we need to build into this strategy. And it's kind of exciting for us. I think it's something that has happened in libraries, but for us to really be thinking about this now.
Yeah.
And particularly with digital collections, I think it will become even more critical as information flows more freely through the world, that we get all of that rights management recorded correctly.
The library has got some projects lined up in the near future. Can you take us through those big projects in the pipeline?
Yeah, I'd love to. So as part of the launch, State Librarian announced three exciting projects that we'll be embarking on in the coming year. The first is for the library to commission a photographer to document the very popular Koori Knockout. We're fortunate that it's being held in Sydney this year, and we know that the Knockout is a community event. People are participating from across the state and passionately engaging in the pursuit of playing rugby league. So, you know, they're the vibrant stories that we want to be able to have in our collections of community gathering in those ways. So we'll be commissioning a photographer to work and document the Koori Knockout. We also have scoped a project around documenting through photography again, community connections to country. We still need to define that project a little bit more. And the last one, which I'm really excited about and I think was very touching, we had representatives of the Kinchula Boys Home Corporation here at the library. So we've committed in the coming year to do a project with the Kinchula Boys Home to record stories of some of the men and their experiences. So we're really excited. And again, that's a partnership with the Kinchula Boys. So we'll be working with them to prioritise what are the oral histories that need to be done. That will all build back into the work that they're doing around healing for stolen generation members.
And one thing that comes to mind in this time, especially, we just had the budget, state and federal budgets passed a few weeks ago. Now, the question of money, how is this all going to be sorted out financially? Because money is one of the key issues when it comes to funding projects like this.
The State Library is fortunate to have a budget for acquisitions. From our past kind of history with having wonderful benefactors like Sir William Dixon and Mitchell who provided bequests to the library. So these commission projects will come out of that funding. Of course, there are always other services that we need to show this work in public places and have people engaged to really promote the importance of history and culture and the arts. We're pleased that we can make a contribution through our collection budgets to make these commission stories come alive and hopefully share them through places like our public library network and online so that, you know, broader audiences can engage with them.
We give you the last word. What would be your message to the community out there, the wider community and the Koori people themselves?
You know, my fellow colleagues and library staff, we were so pleased to have community members in here speaking passionately about both the acknowledgement of some of the trauma that has happened in our communities historically, but also the resilience and the important stories that we need to tell in the future. We have information online on our website and we'd be really keen to have feedback and hear from community members about whether it's some of the papers that need to be held, the great work that's happening in Aboriginal businesses, in the arts. We'd love to talk to people about some of those collections making their way to the State Library if it's appropriate. Of course, our big thing here is that we launched this as part of NAIDOC Week, but this is something that we're really committed to working on and in an ongoing way into the future.